Police Department of New York State. In the event that either one of you hit low, I'm going to take the round away. Furthermore, when I say break, I want a nice clean break. Now, Mr. You shake hands, go back to your corner, come out fighting when the bell rings.
They go back to their corners now. The bathrobes come off. Here's your blow-by-blow reporter, Sam Cowell.
Thank you, Bill Stern. Good evening, friends. A hush comes over the audience, a tenseness that always precedes a championship bout. Here's the bell. Berman comes in a rush with his right chin, right glove in front of his chin. He goes into a crowd. Lewis is slowly backed into the rope. Berman lets go a light right high and back in the head, and then Lewis tied him up. Tied him up, and Berman at close range with his head resting on his opponent's right shoulder, tried a looping right to the jaw and missed. Berman moves in a crouch all right. In a slow crouch, left hand well in front of him. Comes in close, lets go a left and right on the jaw of Lewis as he backs Joe into the rope. But Lewis looks nonchalant at his opponent and ties him up. There's a left jab on the nose and the right on the chin, a left on the nose by Lewis. Lewis pounds a right to the ribs, a left, another left and right to the head by Lewis. Lewis hooks another left on the chin. Lewis moves in there fast with that rapid fire attack of his. Lewis jabs the left on the nose. Lewis came in there, jabbed the left on the nose, a right to the ribs. A left hook into the body, a left hook on the jaw by Lewis, and a right uppercut on the chin. And then, but Berman comes back with left and right to the body and a right on the chin as he crowds Lewis into the rope. It's the first minute and plenty of action.
Referee's watching him. Now he walks in between them. Frank Fulham is the third man in the ring. Berman grits his teeth, moves in towards Lewis. Lewis jabs the left, another one on the bridge of the nose. Berman moves in rather slowly. Lewis stands his ground. Lewis jabs again with a left on the nose. He waits for Berman to come in there. Another left jab by Lewis. Berman throw right and Mr. Lewis countered with a short snappy right high on the left side of the cheek. And then they fell into a clinch where Berman swung with the right, but the blow went around the neck. Lewis jabbed the left in the nose, hooked the right on the chin. And then the rope to Lewis's corner, Berman swinging, a light left into the body and a right that went around the back. And again, the referee is forced to go in between them. Here's Berman taking a left jab on the nose, a right on the chin, a left hook on the jaw. Ball landed by Lewis. Lewis pumped a short right to the body and left and right into the face. Berman moves in close, tries to swing also. Lewis moves in there. Lewis jabs that left into the mouth. Berman moves in. Jab, takes another left jab on the nose, landed by Lewis. Lewis breaks stand-up fashion. Let's go left and hook on the nose again. Berman moves in there. Lewis watching him cool as usual. Red came in there with a light left to the face. Berman takes it. Let's go a left jab on the nose. Crowds Lewis into the ropes with a light left into the body. They go into a clinch. 45 seconds of the first round to go. There's a left to the body and a right on the chin by Lewis. And Berman came back with a short right to the face. And Lewis, a left hook on the chin as they battle away at close range. With Lewis finally crowding Berman into the rope. Berman moves in all right. Moves in there. Takes a left chop to the right ear landed by Lewis. A left chop landed by Joe Lewis. Lewis crossed the right to the jaw. Berman took a left jab into the nose. Landed by Lewis. Lewis moves in again. Berman jabbed the left on the nose. And Lewis countered with a right on the chin. Berman moves in once more. Lewis is keeping him up with that left. And then hooking the left to the jaw and the right to the chin. Berman comes back with a left to the body and a right to the face as he crowds Lewis into the rope. A lot of action in this round. First round's almost gone. Here it is. It's all over. You can hear from the crowd that they like that first round. Red Berman came in here to win the heavyweight championship of the world, and he acted like a man who isn't at all scared, who's got a business to do, and he's going to go out and do it if he possibly can. And here we go into round number two.
And in between rounds, we notice that Lewis is blinking with that left eyelid of his. Now they come up. Lewis is caught with a left into the body line by Berman, who came out with a rush and counted the champion into the rope. He's the shorter of the two. And outweighed by a lot of pounds, 14 and a half. Here's Lewis, the left and right on the chin. The left was flush, the right grazing the jaw. Lewis missed with a right that went around the neck, and Berman pounded the left into the body and the right into the ribs as he crowded the champion into the rope. Here's Berman reaching him with a right to the head, and Lewis in a clinch, a short left hook to the body. But again, it's Berman who keeps Lewis on the rope, but Joe hooks the short left to the chin of the challenger. Berman moves in once more, bobs and weaves. Takes the left to the face, the right to the body landed by Lewis. But Berman stays in there, keeps his man on the rope. And they fight hard. Berman was slipped with the right under the heart and the left into the body by Joe. But in the clinch, he puts his head under the champion's chin. Berman moves in there. Still in a bobbing and weaving fashion. Jack Dempsey used to work. He moves in again, Berman does. Takes a right on the chin as he moves in and pounds his own left into the rib as he crowds Lewis into the rope. Lewis counts, punches, and lets him go with plenty of effect. Berman moves in once more. Misses with a left that takes right and left on the jaw landed by Lewis. But Berman comes right in off the ropes and in against Lewis. As they fall into close quarters, Berman rushed again, tried to bob and weave. Lewis jabbed a light left into the nose. Falls away with a left that doesn't land, Lewis did. A light left is caught away with it. And again, Berman starts bobbing and weaving, going down in almost a complete crowd. Lewis in straight stand-up fashion. Berman hooked the left to the face, and Lewis came back with left and right to the jaw. Another left hook on the chin by Lewis, but Berman refuses to back ground. Instead, he plows the top end of the whale into the rope and lunges out with a long right high on the head of Joe Lewis. Here's Berman taking the left, another left on the nose by Lewis, who tries to take his man out. Another left jab on the nose by Lewis, another left jab. Lewis let go a short right and grazed the chin of Berman. Berman took it, though. Berman rushed in, but took a left jab on the nose landed by Lewis. Lewis hooked the left to the face. Followed through with a right on the chin. Another left hook on the jaw. Another left hook to the ear by Lewis. And right and left to the face. And still Berman comes forward, taking the punches. And then Lewis let go a right and left on the jaw. Another left and right to the chin. Cover for Berman. Bob the weed. Berman comes fighting back, swinging. But he takes the left and right to the chin landed by Lewis. Berman was hit with a right uppercut. Another one on the chin landed by Lewis. A left uppercut on the jaw by Lewis. Berman crowds Lewis into the rope, but does not land. Now they're bounding away. Berman let go a right high on the head, and Lewis right and left into the body, but again Berman backs Lewis into the rope, not with any punches, but just shoves him into the rope. They move back towards the center of the ring. Here's Lewis, a left jab into the nose, a right high on the chin, and a short right into the ribs, and a left hook on the jaw by the champion, Joe Lewis. There's a right to the head by Lewis, another right to the left there, and Berman came back with a right on the jaw. Another right by Berman landed around the neck as they battle away at close range. A right uppercut on the jaw and a left hook on the chin landed by Joe Lewis. Lewis waits for Berman to come in there. He jabs the left on the nose, crosses a right to the chin by Lewis at the bell.
Well, both of these men are really swinging. Berman bobbing and weaving in sensational style, reminiscent of Jack Dempsey. Well, I'm going to be brief and to the point as possible in presenting another headliner tonight. I'd like to introduce the Adam Hat of the Month for February. It's called the Potomac. Beginning tomorrow, in all our stores and authorized agencies, we'll prominently display this newest of style sensations in its latest color tone. The Potomac is another hit in the parade of all-American styles fashioned by Adam Hat designers. 13 more rounds to go, and here comes round three.
Barry Clint, Berman the challenger, and Joe Lewis the champion. Berman, the complete tug, comes in there. Swings in a light left to the head and backs Lewis into the rope without inflicting any damage whatsoever. You know he crowds. He moves in there, Lewis watching him. That poker face of Joe, just watching his man. Lewis tries to take his man out. And now Berman starts bobbing and weaving, walks into a left jab on the nose, and then crowds Lewis into the ropes again without any damage. Berman does swing with left and right. The left for the body and the right for the head, but they're wild. The blow's going around the body and around the neck. Here's Lewis trying to stick his man up with that left jab. He hooked a left to the face as Berman came rushing in. And then Joe jabbed another left to the face, a right to the chin and a left hook on Berman's jaw. A short left hook that traveled about 6 inches. There's a right cross on the jaw by Lewis and a left hook on the chin. The right has plenty of power. Another right and left to the face by Lewis. Another right and left to the head. Another right and left and right to the jaw by Joe Lewis. But Berman stays in close, backs Lewis into the rope, almost into a neutral corner. Lewis is more deliberate than he's been in a long while. He jabs another left to the face, crosses the right to the chin. Then Berman sits back and lets him right to the jaw. Lewis slips and went halfway through the rope. He slipped in Berman's corner and went halfway through the rope. Berman was swinging at the time. The crowd got a thrill out of it. Berman crowds Lewis again. Referee breaks the two boys. Berman rushes in. Lewis got a right on the chin. Berman was put with a left hook over the eye and a left jab on the nose. Berman moves in there. There was a thrill of Lewis going through the rope. Even if it wasn't a punch, left and right, and left and right to the jaw by Joe Lewis. Berman moves in there. The gallery guards are yelling. Now they move back. Lewis watches the challenger carefully. Berman comes in. He seems to be full of fight, wanting to fight. He still moves in there, takes the right chop to the left heel, which Lewis connected with.
And now, Lewis is almost backed into the rope as Berman's both gloves around his opponent's body. As Berman swinging to the right, missing, and Lewis pounding a short left hook into the body. And the right to the ribs, the right and lift on the jaw, and the left on the chin by Lewis. Right and left by Joe Lewis at Joe Clean. Berman got in a lift to the body, but Lewis came back with right and lifted his jaw, and Berman crowds his man into the ropes, almost pushes Joe right into the hempen. Now they move back towards the center of the ring. Berman takes a lip jab, another one on the nose, landed by Joe, another lip jab on the mouth by the champion, and the short right on the chin is Berman tries to bob and weave in a complete crowd as the right upper of the jaw by Lewis, and then Berman's got a right on the chin. He backs Lewis into the rope. A left hook into the body by Lewis. Any move made by other man calls the chairs upon the part of the crowd. Berman moves in again, takes a lip jab, another lip jab on the nose, and a right chop on the jaw. And then Berman came back with a right on the chin of Lewis. And Lewis, a left hook on the jaw, as he still stands toe-to-toe at close range. It's been an infighting battle practically all the way. The bell in here just turned. Well, again, we say, listen to this crowd. That gives you the best tip-off as to what kind of a fight this is. 16,000 people jammed into Madison Square Garden, watching Red Berman put up a whale of an exhibition and making Joe Lewis go all the way out to hang on to his title if he can. And undoubtedly, one of the highlights of tonight's fight has already gone by when Joe Lewis found himself dangling between the second and third rope, halfway out of the ring in Madison Square Garden. Here's the way it happened. The third round was exactly 21 seconds old. Red Berman came onto the attack, and he drove Joe back into Berman's own corner. As Berman went onto the attack, Lewis instinctively put his fists up to guard his chin. He went down into a semi-crouch, which is unusual for Joe Lewis. As he did, he lost his footing. He slipped backwards. His head and shoulders went between the second and third rope. He was dangling for a moment in mid-air.
Full of fight. Berman missed the right to the body and took a left jab on the nose. Well, Red has certainly shown plenty of fight. The spirit of injury moves in there. Now Lewis starts circling around Berman. Berman takes a left jab on the nose and landed by Lewis. Berman tries to move in there, but Lewis is keeping him off at long range and long reach. Left jab on the nose by Joe Lewis. Berman tries to get in there, misses the right. Let's go a left, it lands partly on the chin. He backs Lewis into the left corner, but Berman is swinging wildly, and the left, instead of landing on the chin, are going around the neck. Now the referee fighting Fulham broke the two boys. Here's Berman taking a left jab into the mouth, which Lewis connected with. Berman bobs and weaves, moves in there. Let's go a short right on Lewis's jaw. Lewis came back with a left into the body. Again, he's crowded into the rope by Berman. And the crowd is really seeing a real stand of battle tonight. Even though Berman fights in a complete crowd. A left jab on the nose by Joe Lewis. And a right on the chin by Joe. A left hook on the jaw by Lewis. After Berman hooked the left in the face. Berman moves in again. Lewis keeps him up with a left jab on the nose. A right into the mouth landed by Lewis. And then they fell into close quarters, but Berman refuses to budge. Refuses to even go backwards, no matter how much power there is in the Lewis blow. Lewis jabs a stiff left to the mouth. Got a right that grazed the chin. Right across with that right, a follow-up blow. And missed, though, as he just grazed. There's a left hook on the jaw by Joe Lewis. Berman still moves in there. Lewis pounded the short right into the body. Looks like the champion is fighting a methodical battle the usual kind. Moving in there, waiting his own opportunity. Let's go a right to the heart. A left hook on the jaw by Lewis, another left hook on the chin. And still, Berman bars in, but takes another right on the jaw. Lewis gets him plenty of punches. A short left uppercut on the jaw by Lewis. As he's back into the rope, Berman's nose is red. There's a left jab on the nose by Joe Lewis. Berman's nose is red, a right on the chin. A short right cross by Joe Lewis. Landed on the jaw. A heavy punch, too. There's a left into the body by Lewis. And a right into the ribs. Berman still stands up under the attack. A left hook, another left hook by Lewis. The champion of Berman came back with a right left into the body as they stand toe-to-toe. There's Lewis hooking that left into the body. And the Berman came back with left and right to the jaw. And Lewis, the left hook on the chin. Berman suddenly came back with a 1-2 punch high. One landed on the jaw, the left and the right high on the head. There's Berman's another right on the jaw. And Lewis came back with a left, a right to the body. And Berman, another right on the jaw. The crowd loved it. Now they move back to the center of the ring again. Lewis paused with that left. Paused away with that left and jabbed down. A left hook on the chin by Berman. And then Lewis caught him with a left hook on the jaw. After Berman got in his left hook, again Berman rushes his opponent, the champion of the world, into the ropes, almost into Berman's corner. There's a left jab on the nose by Lewis. Berman still moves in fast. A left jab by Joe Louis, and a short right and left. The right to the head, and the left to the neck, and the right on the jaw by Louis at full frame. Berman pounding short left into the body at close quarters. Berman trying mighty hard. Moving in there, as Thompson could have mistake as the bell sounds, and the fourth round.
Well, while we have the time and things comparatively peaceful, in Madison Square Garden, let's have a quick recap on the fight that's preceded us on the air. First bout of the evening, a TKO scored by Al Maggie of New York over Tony Nangle, also of New York City, coming in 1 minute and 47 seconds of the third round, a hard-fought contest. The second bout of the evening, Vinny Rossano, substituting for Carmen Farrell of Brooklyn, scored a four-round decision in a very fast fight over Meyer Siegel, also of Brooklyn. The third fight of the evening, Johnny Kopovich of Baltimore scored a TKO over Jimmy Boyle of Brooklyn. Boyle was down twice. The fight was finally stopped in 2 minutes and 18 seconds of the second round.
Ted Lewis for the heavyweight title. The first heavyweight title match of 1941.
They're going to close quarters. Berman is usually the aggressor, moving in there, crowding the champion into the rope. Moves in there, takes punishment, but keeps on pounding all the way himself. He tried a left hook for Lewis and jaw, but a little bit wild. Berman moves in again with a right left into the body, and Lewis came back with a right into the ribs. Berman stands his ground, takes the left hand on the jaw after blocking the left, and then a left on the chest lander by Lewis. And Berman came back with a right into the ribs. Berman was caught with a left jab on the nose. Berman's got a slight cut alongside of the left eye from the right, and a left hook on the nose landing by Joe Louis, and then Joe Louis jabs with a left on the nose, another left, and a short right to the head, and then Berman let go right to the body, and Louis left and right to the chin as they battle away in Louis's corner. His right and left into the body by the champion, Joe Louis. Berman's left eye is bothering him. The cut over it. Looks kind of bad. A left hook on the chin, which Louis connected with. Lewis moves in again. Berman's trying to keep on top of his man to prevent him from landing at close range. But Lewis does a lot of work at close quarters. Berman moves in again, and Lewis jabbing the left and then hooking the left on the chin. First jab with the left in the mouth and then hook with the left. Berman moves in. But as he does come in all the time, he lifts himself open for a counterattack. There's a left jab on the chin and a right cross landed by Lewis. And Berman took it and came back with his own right to the face. That was a right cross that Lewis landed. And over that left eye. Another left to the face, and Berman starts flicking with that cut left eye of his, and then the clinch back into the ropes. Lewis works a short left uppercut of the chin that tilts Berman's head back. Here's a left jab on the nose by Lewis. Lewis waits for Berman to come to him. Berman comes in the crowd, let's go right to the ribs and misses with it. Takes the left and right to the jaw landed by Lewis as they battle along the rope. And then Berman grabs Lewis around the body. A right uppercut on the jaw by Lewis and right and left to the face. And then Berman and the clinch fight left and right to the body and a right to the jaw. And now it's Lewis left and right to the body. A left hook on the chin. A right on the jaw by Lewis. Berman still fighting a right and left to the chin by Lewis. Berman seems to be weakening. Left and right to the jaw by Lewis. Another left hook. And a right uppercut to the jaw by Lewis, who's falling his punches. A left jab on the nose. A right on the chin. A left hook on the jaw by Lewis. Berman again seems to be weakening. The left into the body and the right and left to the face. And body landed by Lewis. A rapid fire attack, and Berman blinking with both eyes. A right uppercut on the jaw by Lewis. Berman come in with the left into the ribs, and Lewis pounding the right into the body. Berman on the ropes looks a little bit tired, and the referee breaks him, goes in between them. A right to the body by Lewis, a short snapping right. Another right on the chest by Lewis, and Berman goes down. His head over the long rope. Two, three, four. His head over the rope. Five, six, no effort. Seven, eight, nine. 10. Lewis the winner by a knockout in the fifth round of the helping. The referee is rushing over the second. They're going to lift Berman up and bring him back to his corner. He is out. They can still score.
All right, Sam. Well, before we bring you the voice of the winner, Joe Lewis, Lewis winning by a knockout and retaining his heavyweight championship of the world. Remember, we're coming right back to Madison Square Garden, so please, you come on, stay with us. We pause briefly for station identification.
WBAL Baltimore. Exclusive Adam hat stores are conveniently located in practically every key city throughout the United States. In addition to these shops, there are over 2,000 authorized agencies located from coast to coast, as well as our dealers practically throughout the world. These, no matter where you find them, are your service depots for hat needs. You can expect every courtesy to be afforded you when you visit any of these stores. Now back to ringside.